1 3/4 per acre. And on a cluster, I believe you reduced that to 1.5, if I remember right. That is the equivalent of a 3/4 acre lot. I hardly think that that is excess density. There are tremendous benefits of density, although I want to make clear, the Positive Growth Alliance is not in favor of mandated density. I think people in America should be free to live how and where they want. Some of us want to live in high density. We ought to have that opportunity. Others of us would like to live in large lots in the country, and I think we should have that freedom as well. But the cluster ordinance in particular is bringing about the creation, the preservation rather, of a lot of open space that would not otherwise be there. Now, 10 years ago, before your first land use plan was passed, virtually every development you approved was one more cookie-cutter thing with no open space whatsoever. People can complain that it's not perfect today, but the fact of the matter is that most of these communities now do have open space and amenities we didn't even think about 10 years ago. Finally, I'd like to say that we have relatively light traffic. Now, I know that everybody wants to complain about traffic, because there has to be something to complain about. But I'd like for someone to just simply point out a popular resort area in the United States of America that has less overall traffic than we do. I've been to many, and quite honestly, I'm not aware of where that would be. Now, the environmentally sensitive zone, or district, developing district, I agree in one respect. I think you should do away with that name. I would like to know why it is that other lands in this county are not environmentally sensitive also. Okay? They all deserve protection, and they all get protection. So let's get rid of that name, and let's just go out and do what's sensible for the whole county. I was in an airplane recently, a small plane, and I had not done that in quite a while, and I will tell you, I was stunned. As a matter of fact, as soon as I get time, I'm going to post those pictures on my website, the Positive Growth Alliance website. Even when looking towards the beaches, you just see these little pinpricks of development where Rehoboth and Dewey, et cetera. Everything else is still woods. So, again, I'm commending you on the job that you have done. By allowing freedom, people have naturally done things that have worked out pretty darn good. And one more thing about this environmentally sensitive. I'd like to point out, if anyone would look at the map, that is where the people who would like to live in Lewis and Rehoboth, but who cannot because they're too small, that's where they're moving to. They would like to be, I would imagine, I'm not going to speak for them, but I'm guessing that a good many of them would really like to live in Lewis and Rehoboth. So what is the deal? Is really the ideal plan to have a few people with houses worth, in many cases, multi-millions of dollars, tell other people that no, you can't sell your land for maybe $25,000 an acre, or no, you can't move here because we live here already and we say we're not going to let you? I commend you for not creating a land use plan that does that, because believe me, some places have. About your environmental authority, I think Mr. Jones pointed out with the stormwater. First of all, anybody who's not paying attention, there are dramatic improvements in stormwater going on. The regs were just updated, in 05 or something like that. And right now they're going a massive review and overhaul again already. But, of course, that is a DENREC authority, not a Sussex County Council. Some governments are not able to read state laws to figure out what their authority is and what it isn't. And thankfully, you do that. That also goes for environmental authority. It's very clear that environmental authority resides with DENREC. And while I certainly have many disagreements with them, I commend you for not trying to do things that you're not authorized to do in state law. That, I might say, is unlike DENREC, who are trying to create a buffer, which is a clear land use, which they have no authority to do, but that's another story. The primary things that people need are food, shelter, and housing. Food, clothing, and shelter. You're doing a great job on the shelter, and I thank you for that. I thank you for your tradition of small government.